This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago immigration advocates say there were no reports of ICE deportation raids yesterday. They feel relieved, but warn that the threat is far from over. President Donald Trump's border czar put many residents on edge over threats of mass deportation possibly starting yesterday. Juliet De Jesus Alejandre leads an organization on the Northwest side. She spent the day coordinating volunteers who patrolled the streets checking out false reports about ICE raids.
Even with those false reports, we're able to see just how organized our neighbors are being. There's a lot of just ownership of this issue that affects us all, whether we are affected ourselves directly or not.
Governor J.B. Pritzker said his office heard that about 2,000 immigrants would be targeted for deportation. In other immigration-related news, immigrant rights groups are targeting an airport in Northwest Indiana used for deportations. They want to stop the airport from being used for President Trump's targeting of undocumented immigrants. The Gary Chicago International Airport has been used for years by federal immigration officials to fly immigrants down to the Texas-Mexican border. On Saturday, about 40 protesters braved the cold and a confrontation with Gary police outside the airport. Northwest Indiana resident Thomas DeBay led the protest.
Hopefully set a tone that we see what's about to happen and we are taking steps to prevent the worst excesses from happening.
Airport officials say it has no say who flies in or out of the airport and has no contract with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. A statewide group for LGBTQ rights in Illinois is advising people to stay vigilant in light of an executive order from President Trump this week. The order states there are two genders, man and woman. CEO of Equality Illinois Brian Johnson says the state has strong protections for trans-identifying residents. His group is waiting to see exactly how Trump's order will affect those laws.
And we need to see what we can stop through litigation. So no entity, no person should read that executive order and think that they have a license to cut back on the rights of trans folks.
He says trans-identifying people in the meantime should find legal counsel, talk to their medical provider, and make sure all of their legal documents are up to date. Add yet another multi-billion dollar challenge to Illinois state finances. A new analysis shows a proposed pension fix could be very expensive. Lawmakers are crafting changes to the state's Tier 2 public pension systems. Those were enacted in 2011 because the state constitution doesn't allow existing benefits to be diminished, so they created a new plan to rein in costs. But Tier 2 doesn't comply with the Social Security safe harbor, which says public pension benefits have to at least match Social Security benefits. Unions backed a measure introduced during last year's fall veto session to improve Tier 2 benefits. But the Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability says that specific measure would cost an extra $30 billion by 2045. There wasn't enough data to examine all pension funds, though. Only those covering teachers, state employees, and university employees. Some more things you should know today. Illinois has a new law in the books raising the minimum wage for workers with disabilities. Now, workers will get paid at least the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. This comes on the heels of President Donald Trump's inauguration. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says it's a critical time for civil rights in this country. And the state is, quote, doubling down on protecting all of our citizens. The sub-minimum wage for workers with disabilities will be eliminated by the end of 2029. Six Chicago snowplows have a new name. The City Streets and Sanitation Department announced yesterday the winning entries for the third annual You Name a Snowplow competition. Residents cast the most votes for Bozo the Plown, Lala Plowlooza, My Kind of Plow, Snower Whacker, Scoop There It Is, and Been There Plowed That. Signage for the winning names will be installed on a snowplow in each of Chicago's six snow districts. Today's weather is going to be cloudy and snowy in the morning. We expect the high to reach the mid-20s. And tomorrow, we're expecting partly cloudy skies and a high of 22. That's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.